feel the hot wind. I'm a boner. I touch myself and I still want boner. I slap a bitch and punch your sister. I jerk off till my dick just blisters. I hear the rhythms of the music. I buy the lube but whenever use it. I hear the stockings of the DJ. Can't understand just what does he say. I'm on a mojo radio.
Is this how you keep
the I jerk off part screws rhythm? Me up.
That's how I do it.
Good evening, friends. It's with a heavy heart that I'm here today. This is the first show I've been on since losing a good friend, Mr. Dennis Hopper, or as I knew him as, Dennis Hopper. Me and Dennis have been friends for a long time. We first met on the set of True Romance. That's not true, but that'll work for now. That's all you people care about. He told me that my people were spawned from that of African Americans, except he used a few choice words. I shot him in the face, and I regret that to this day, because I love him, and I miss him deeply. There will be a further tribute later. So without any further ado, a man who needs very, very little introduction, El Topo.
Hello! Hello! It is me, El Topo. It is we, the Molehole Radio. We
have if you didn't hear the song.
Yes.
I heard it.
We have a full cast of characters on yet another goddamn rib-tickling, bombastic episode of the Molehole Radio Show. I'm talking about We Got Gogs.
Jesus.
Who's now hopped the fuck up on Monster Energy drink.
Gogs is... He drank... What?
Is this three?
This is two.
Okay.
He's drinking three of the blue Monster Energy drink. I don't know what flavor it is, but it's
low
blue.
Carb.
Oh, it's low carb. That's good for you.
Yeah. That means it's made with more poison than you could ever imagine. There's 1,000 milligrams of taurine, and when you look under daily value, it just shows a cross.
No, does it really... Holy shit.
I heard this, that taurine, they're not really sure what taurine does.
Yeah, the cross means daily value not established, so pray to your gods.
Because that's what is, the main ingredient in most energy drinks.
What the fuck is taurine?
Well, that's the thing, that it's some,
some herbal supplement.
It's like an herbal supplement, but they don't really know what the full-term effects are. Like, it could give you energy, but they don't really know.
Probably just gives you cancer.
And they're not really sure if it's, good or bad for you or
it's
not.
It's like guarna, which I think this also has.
Bat shit?
It's some,
no, that's guana.
That's something I write on crack.com. But we also have Vinny here. Vinny. Wow. Everybody's full of fun noises today.
I feel awful.
Yeah, I feel even worse. All right, than that now.
Good night, everybody. But it's good. It's good.
Going forward.
Is that more fun noise? Yeah, that was a fun noise. But it's good to have everybody here. We have a jam-packed show for you.
Jam your show.
Yeah, we're going to jam stuff into
your
ass. We're going to jam so much stuff up your ass. We're like those guys from Jackass. But let's start off the show the way we like to start off every good show, and that is with our hate segment, our world-famous hate segment. What boardwalk French fries are to potatoes and French fries, our hate segment is to entertainment. Yes.
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 So,
suck my own dick.
Without any further ado, Mr. Goggs, sir, please.
Well, I gotta
inform our audience.
Yeah.
And the rest of us in the room.
Right.
What you hate today.
Okay.
And I want to go this time.
Yeah, this time I'm not going to do all these things. We'll
you got to go last time.
Did I, what'd I say?
I don't remember.
You didn't.
I've got
last
a good
time.
One this time.
But you didn't go last time.
Well, now I want
what's yours?
No. No. You go first.
Goggs, you go first.
No.
No, you go first.
You go first.
No, you're all five on
four. I went first, I mean, you go second. I couldn't deal with that.
All right.
I like you.
So, CNN. There's a lot of CNN stuff that bothered me as of recently. First thing is tech for babies.
Tech for babies?
Is technology safe for babies?
Who cares?
And all I can ask is the same question. Who gives a shit?
Wait,
this whole video is This fucking cunt's fucking spawn.
She's weird.
I know someone knocked it up though. It looks like it used to be like a Mexican. She looks like a she looks like a dude.
She looks like The Rock.
She looks like Pedro from Napoleon Dynamite. With pearls.
Kind of does.
She does. Kind of does.
We're talking.
She has much nicer hair.
Yeah, we're talking about. Right. Gogs brought up some video on CNN that says, is technology safe?
Right, and then you get okay. So let's go. So this broad, she does some shit. I always do visual stuff, and it's a fucking. And her name is Christy Lou Stout.
Pacifiers and puzzles fail. Many parents.
What's up with her voice?
I don't know. She sounds not right. Oh, that's the voice changing after the sex change.
She sounds like that Asian.
Did she say, take a look at the asshole right now?
I wish. That's what she told her husband. That's what happened to this kid.
Is she showing us this on an iPad?
Yeah.
God damn.
Now look. Listen to this. Tech for toddlers?
Why?
Why? Basically, hold on. It gets to the one point.
The hell is that? Why are we watching this?
Okay, don't really get it. You don't need to get it.
Why don't you just
like the top four educational apps right now for the iPad are toddler based. Like Slap the Color, like Touch the Monkey. That's
all right. So
that's Michael Jackson's app.
I think that's fine.
I don't.
Yeah. Why? Yeah, why is it not fine?
Because I don't think children should be playing with toys I can't afford.
Oh, fair enough. But what if this comes back to God.
I would never buy one.
Not just for the baby, but I mean, like, maybe now I could have one because I'm gonna have a baby. And I could
That's such a douchey thing to fucking
do. It's a totally douchey
thing. It's a yuppie fucking asshole prick.
So that's what.
Give him. I want blocks and boards. I want a hammer that squeaks.
But who else is going to buy an iPad besides a douchey yuppie prick?
I know, but now we're going to just make more douchey yuppie pricks.
Well, they're going
to. Almost makes you. I mean, but then I hate the fact that rednecks spawn. There's really no.
So what was the overall point of the story?
My overall point of the story is that people think that it's going to make it more... Babies are going to become more intelligent because they're going to be used to this kind of technology and brought up on it.
Well,
and while they might have a point, if I ever saw a baby playing with an iPad, I would just lose my shit. Because I just don't get why... It's like... It's such a... Well, you're just going to put a little scarf on it and some fucking thick horn-rimmed glasses and some tight jeans and just send it down to the coffee bar at age 6 months... I just hate it. It's breeding more douchebags.
My soda tastes like metal.
Yeah, well, my fucking taurine tastes like death. So
I'm so metal I rust in the shower.
Oh, nice. So what else do I hate? So fucking baby tech. Fuck it. That was kind of a bomb.
What else?
People who follow celebrities on Twitter.
Yeah, that's a big thing.
Do you really? But what's the point?
Well, what's the point of any Twitter?
Exactly.
I don't understand.
I mean, like, it's just like, it's like giving, like, your life does not even a way message. I even know we're on Twitter. Are we on Twitter?
Yeah, but we never
updated. Why are we on Twitter?
Because I thought it was a good...
Does anyone follow us?
No.
A few people, but not...
Why are you following us?
Well, we don't update it.
So. Don't follow us if you're listening to this show.
We need to figure out a way to, like, is there a way that, like, you know, as usual, our behind the scenes are on the air, but is there a way that, like, we could link our page... To like Facebook
updates.
And like when we do something, it'll automatically update.
Tweet.
Yeah,
I don't want it to tweet. That's my
problem. No, but also our Facebook page because that would be really helpful. I don't know if it's possible, but
yeah,
because I assume like
because we can now. So now when we post on the page, like one of us just has to click like.
Right, I've done that.
That'll
do
it.
Yeah, that's true.
Page. But I don't know about
I guess that'll work.
Thing.
But anyway, yeah, I don't understand Twitter because to me, like Twitter is just like Facebook without the functionality.
It's just
you're limited to what 140 characters, and it's just douchebaggy fucking.
It's just status
uppity
updates.
Motherfuckers getting. Why? What? How pathetic is your life that you are following people that you need to know what Coolio is doing right now?
You know what though? I will say,
Jesus.
As a
God damn it.
Oh, sorry. That's
God, we're ruining this for the radio.
Yeah.
So
sorry.
But I mean, like, okay.
Let me say this.
What?
As a young child, when I was really into Batman, like the first Batman movie when Michael Keaton came out.
Sure, absolutely.
I found myself thinking, I wonder what Michael Keaton's doing right now.
No, you found yourself thinking, I wonder what Batman was doing right now.
No, because I was old enough to know that Michael Keaton played Batman.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what's he doing now?
Yeah, why would you ever think that?
I don't know. I did, but I was interested.
I know what he means. Like, when you're younger,
I wanted to know.
I don't give a shit that Marissa Tomei just got a pap smear. These aren't things that...
Did she actually post that?
No, but she... I don't, maybe.
Well, here's another thing. Like, what about, like, I don't know, it's sort of the same, maybe, like... I like to hear, for example, Kevin Smith.
Right?
And he does, like, on his own website, like, he posts a lot of stuff about his, like, own opinion. He's kind of counterculture, and I like what he has to say. So, like, his kind of tweets, I would...
But by being Twitter, aren't you just, like, completely ruining any counterculture rep you have?
Well, I mean...
By just completely sucking the culture dick?
It's the internet. I mean, everyone's on the internet, so you can't be...
I know,
like,
I fucking hate it.
You can't be, like, I don't know, there almost isn't a counterculture anymore.
Oh, but Twitter... Well, Twitter's fucking... It's still stupid as shit. And everyone's got to tweet something like... It's like if someone dies, you got to make sure you tweet about it within the first couple hours to show you really care. Because if you jump on the tweet wagon too late... And then someone's following this. There's like a whole website devoted... And this is the best part. Heretofore, all tweets will be recorded and kept in the Library of Congress. Or in the National Archives.
What?
No.
Yes.
Really?
Yes. I heard it on NPR.
For everybody?
For everybody.
That doesn't make any sense.
I don't know why.
I feel like you're making this
it's
shit
not,
up.
I heard it.
Come on.
I swear I heard it. It'll probably be kept.
The document will
either
be kept in an iPad.
It's going to be in an Energon cube sitting right in the center.
Laura, how do you feel about Twitter?
Laura.
Space-to-space-time.
Yeah.
There you go.
You married the right woman.
I sure did.
I'm so glad you're having a kid.
But yeah,
my work wants to get Twitter.
Why?
To be on Twitter.
Realigned the shoulder today.
Treating a patient.
Drained a knee, lulz.
But the thing is, like, what's the difference? And again, I don't understand it. But, like, all Twitter is Facebook updates. Like, it's the status update porn.
Yeah. Right.
Like, why do... And most people that have Twitters
have without Facebook. Links and without videos. And
I think you can post pictures and stuff.
Can
you?
Shit when you're taking a shit, so don't post it.
I have posted when I've actually taken a shit. On Facebook.
But not on Twitter.
No, I don't
And I know it's hypocritical because I use Facebook. I'm thinking about just getting rid of that, too.
But, like, if you have...
I thought about that.
If you have... Most people...
Especially now that lawyers are using Facebook to get evidence for people.
One of my patients tracked down a kid who hit him and started, like he was saying, oh, these old people ran into me. So the old guy got on there and started, like, reaming him out.
No,
so he found him via Facebook.
Well, there was a post on CNN. There's a now divorce lawyers. The first place they go, if I wanted to divorce Liz for some stupid reason, like I lost my fucking mind, and you know, like I suspected her of infidelity, the first place they would go is Facebook.
Yeah. Well, it's like we talked about last week. I mean, everybody thinks they're safe on these Facebook pages and on
the
internet.
You're posting your own evidence.
Yeah,
you're blackmailing yourself.
You're basically just sticking up a note on a giant bulletin board on the world.
Yeah, you're writing it on the side of the local 7-Eleven.
Right. It's absurd. I just don't...
Yeah, I don't understand. I mean, I don't understand Twitter either, but, you know, my job here is to play both sides, to try to get...
When has that been your job?
Because you got to get every bit of information out. It's not fun if I just...
Well, there
agree.
Has to be. It exists for a reason. Like, thousands,
exactly.
millions of people use it, right? So why?
But I wish we'd give everyone AIDS.
But, like, I don't... I mean, you know, I don't...
Look,
get out now, Albert, I have a positive about Twitter that I just thought about from last
it
week.
It rescued a kid from getting kidnapped.
No, I don't care about
really?
That shit.
Yeah, it really
come
did.
On. Oh, the only what kind of positive am I going to bring out? It's about tits.
Mm.
The chick... are you guys familiar? They're a terrible band, but the girl's kind of cute.
The Chicksy Dicks?
No, the lead singer of the band, Paramore. You ever heard of Paramore?
No, yeah, I saw those pictures.
She's like in her early 20s, and she's like red hair. She's cute. Well, she tweeted a picture of her topless.
I heard she got hacked.
No way. That's such bullshit she
just,
got.
Just Google topless.
Well, you can go to my Facebook page, because I posted a link on one of my updates.
And then sit this
there it is. It's right there. It's the first one.
Yeah, but you can get it if you set your...
How is that in and up? One, two, three, four, five, six.
The seventh search result on Google Images for topless Paramore is a dude getting it in him while he's jerking himself. That is the sixth result. The seventh result is a picture of the band.
How did it make it in there? How did that make it in there?
I mean, some asshole. We should start tagging really awful pictures with things that people are looking for.
Why can't I see the actual boob?
You can click. Like I said, I posted a link on. It was on Tyler Durden.
It's probably just out. Really, none of these.
What the hell?
All
right.
I mean, they're small, but she's cute. I don't know.
Yeah, she's got whatever.
She's also laying down though, so they're probably.
But she's a thin.
But she's cute.
So what's wrong with this?
No, nothing, it's
right?
awesome.
So
I'm
this
saying,
is why Twitter is.
That
good.
Was a positive thing because she tweeted. Like it was funny because
was she supposed to tweet it?
Well, here's the thing. She tweeted it. Apparently, it was only up for like 10 minutes, but like everybody fucking right click that shit
because everyone's just waiting.
And then,
what kind of just
And then you know, I guess it was posted for like 10 minutes, and then it was deleted, and then everybody started, you know, recirculating the picture. Then this official statement came out that said she got hacked. But I mean, come on. Like, she got hacked and then was able to, like...
They could have hacked her Twitter.
I don't believe it. Hacked her Twitter and then, like, I think it's bullshit.
It's probably a publicity stunt.
I think that it's a sexting mistake. You know, she probably was sexting that picture.
She's probably drunk.
And I do probably sexting. Because you know how, like, favorite. All those fucking fancy phones like, you have...
Connects linked, right to Twitter.
A link to her Twitter and your Facebook. You hit the wrong fucking button.
Yep, there you go.
So next she's thing probably
you know,
sending...
Your business is everywhere.
Was it a link to the picture?
No, it was just the pic. I guess...
So you can post pictures on Twitter?
I guess Twitter...
I don't fucking
there's
know,
something
man.
Called, like, TweetPic or something, and you can post pictures on Twitter.
All I know is that if...
Because, like, a lot
I
of
I want to become, like, the most famous, like, number one followed person on Twitter, just so one day I could drop, fuck you, losers, get off Twitter.
A lot of the, a lot of the stuff that you see on, like, Tyler Durden, like, a lot of the like, kind of sluttier pictures that celebrities posted themselves are from their Twitter pages.
It's just, that's one of the
founders.
But,
now
we're actually,
reader people I follow.
We're actually on Twitter right now.
I'm trying to find a way to post a picture.
Are you, god damn it.
But,
god damn it, this is my nightmare.
Let's, I don't know how you do it, but I know it is possible because people put. That's how the Paramore chick posted it.
Oh god, you tweet.
Picture.
I don't get it.
I'm gonna end my life.
All right,
but anyway, what else, Gogs?
Oh, that mountain climbing fucking kid's back in the news.
Oh, we talked about him.
Yeah, he got up to the top of Everest and didn't die. So one more chance. He's going to Antarctica. So fingers crossed.
Still don't understand why you don't like the kid.
Just fuck him. BP. More. There's just. Here's CNN was talking to Bill Nye about the BP oil
the
spill.
The science guy?
Bill Nye, the science guy.
Yeah, this is just a big fucking joke at this point.
I know. Well, what's the, where the... Who's the guy who had the rat and the broad? And it
Willard?
Was it Beekman's World? What was the name of that show? Was it Beekman's
Smurfs?
World?
I remember, yeah. I
the
remember
science
the
show that was very
the,
similar?
I remember the name. Yeah, I think it was Beekman's World.
Maybe they'll find Dr. Fad and they'll ask Dr. Fad... About
maybe
the BP oil spill.
Maybe they'll ask Slim Goodbody.
Yeah.
Remember like, him?
Yeah.
Yes. You know what? I was actually watching an episode the other day while I was taking a poop. I don't know why.
Just like,
something made me think of it. So I Googled it in my phone. Sure enough, YouTube, Slim Goodbody.
My brain is melting.
Yeah. Well, keep
it's
drinking
like,
that. You should have not put it
it's like the. It's
you
like when they interview...
You should have tweeted about it.
I'm going to start.
Then I'm just going to tweet...
Only while I'm pooping will I tweet.
Nice, nice. I'm going to tweet goodbye with just a picture of a shotgun in my mouth, and then that'll be it.
Aww.
End of story. But like, that's like when they ask when there's a crime, and they ask... It's like, up next on CNN, we asked the cast of CSI what they think about this.
Well, what did Bill Nye, the science guy, say about
it? I mean, he's like talking about... He's like talking about the pressures and all this other nonsense. I'm like, you were on a children's show for science. You have no credibility in this situation.
Well,
they might as well be asking fucking Paul Perdue, as far as
I'm
concerned.
The fucking culture of nonsense that we live in nowadays, they have these 24-hour news networks... So they just... They
should have fill.
They filibuster. They just... They put anybody on because... Think about it. They have to talk about news stories 24 hours a day. Like, what topic can you talk about?
When was there ever good news? Does anyone remember the last piece of good news anyone ever
heard? You know, I can't really cite the... I really wish I could remember. But somebody on YouTube made this really great video. And what he did was he took 15 minutes of news footage. And he took it... And it was progressively from, like, the, like, 1950s to, like, the 70s to today. Mm-hmm. And it was, like, the same stories over and over and over. He was just trying to explain how, like, the news is just fucking bullshit.
It's true.
And it's just, like, the same crap over and over and over again. And specifically what he was talking about, it wasn't, like, current event type news. But you know, like, the news, like, 5 o'clock news are, like, you know, fucking Pop-Tarts. The silent killer.
Yeah, right.
Like, you know what I mean? Like you know.
An appliance in your house is trying to kill you. Find out which one at 11.
Yeah. Right. Which one of these local, or which one of these popular toilet tissues is really giving you anal cancer?
When's your
story.
Kid going to get raped at school? A local website can help you figure out when.
Yeah. I mean, it was just like this. It was the scare tactic stories. But the whole video is like that. And he was just showing how, like, the news is just such, like, a circus and so ridiculous. And really... You know, the local news is just a microcosm of the national news, which is CNN and
local
Fox
news. Is just
news.
Desperate. You got duped by news.
Oh.
Wait, did you get duped in the water walking thing? You didn't actually believe that, did you?
Talking about?
The water walking thing
no
you posted on your Facebook.
What about it? Nobody knows what he's talking
that
about.
That Matt posted the thing afterwards and said how that was a big hoax that duped local news.
I didn't see it via local news. Like, I just saw it on the. No, I didn't get to
see that dude.
You see the? I'm gonna post this on the website. You see these dudes?
I saw it.
They cut. They don't actually run on water. They maybe make like three or four steps and then they fall.
No, it looks really good.
Water.
It looks.
It doesn't look really.
It looks
fucking
believable.
Good. It looks now, ridiculous.
You know, you want to talk about
water? But a local newscaster reported it as true.
One of the.
Well, it's not false.
One of the.
No, it is false. It was a big hoax.
There was this story.
Maybe
on,
it's a big hoax.
They never even made those three steps. That was all video editing. That was all.
Really?
Yeah, and then local newscasters. That's what the video Matt posted up was. A local newscast was reporting on it. It's like people figured out how to walk on water, and then the guys came out and go, "We fabricated all of it."
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
No,
it was all parkour.
Parkour. Like, you know, like put a sandbar out there.
Yeah, they would just they built like platforms under it or something. But it was all kind of this viral marketing scheme for
something
like the
else.
Shoes. And they filmed it documentary style and did all that simple. And like I said, a local news report.
I got
dude.
Thought it was real.
All right. Sure, I was sad.
Anything else?
I just hope someone gets horsewhipped from BP for all this.
You know they're not though.
No,
I saw you post something about that today on your Facebook page, which isn't unlike a tweet, which is odd enough.
Right. I'm not saying I'm not a hypocrite.
But you know, you talked about how like I think that you said that no matter how bad you're doing in your current job, rest assured that at least you're not, you know, destroying the earth. I'm paraphrasing. I don't remember exactly what you said, but remember that you're not at least poisoning the world and causing the greatest catastrophe in the last, you know, 75 years, if not ever. But and to which I responded, yeah, but all those guys will get, you know, the golden parachutes, and they'll all get
someone's going to get to fall, though. Someone's got to fall.
Have you paid attention to, like, world politics in the last,
like Scooter Libby went to prison.
Yeah.
The Enron guy killed himself in jail. Now, I'm not saying the corporation's going to fall, but they're going to pin it on some schmuck, and he's going to have a horrible life, and I've got to find solace in that somehow.
I don't know, man. It's a slippery slope nowadays. Like, it's very rare. I mean, what was that guy? Bernie Madoff. I mean, he got his, but
he's gonna die in prison. Thank God.
But yeah. I mean,
thank God. I hope he's dying. I hope he's getting raped.
But like,
who
took the hit for like Katrina and like, you know, stuff like that? Like,
Brownie got fired, but he's still around.
He got fired, but you know, it's like fired like in the most, you know.
And then he had the stones to go on CNN and come and bitch about the way the Obama administration is handling the oil spill thing. The other thing I think is funny is people are now complaining. It's like, well, the president should have gotten involved sooner. This and the other. If the president had gotten involved day one of the oil spill, people said government shouldn't be sticking their nose in the business
you're
and
right.
shit.
You're right.
They should
right.
let private industry handle itself.
You're absolutely
so,
right.
So I mean, it's fucking lose lose.
We all love Rush Limbaugh on this show. Did you hear what his opinion was? Because
he thought that environmentalists blew it up.
I really wanted to talk about this, and I'm glad you brought it up because I mean it's still relevant, but it's not as much. But I don't understand. Like the reason I don't like Rush Limbaugh. And like
hypocrite
and conservatives for the most part,
Pill-popper.
They're just no. Cause I don't care.
Racist.
I like well all those things. I like.
He's deaf.
He's deaf.
He's deaf.
And
really?
He's on the radio. That's like
yeah. I know.
It's
I
like,
wish he'd die.
He's not actually,
it's like deaf. It's like
no. He's actually deaf. He's like
can't hear anything.
He lost his hearing like 5 years. He's got like hearing aids a lot. Like if you're staring at him and shouting, he can hear you.
So he's like Beethoven.
I guess.
Like Beethoven.
But anyway,
Beethoven.
The reason I don't like him and
Beethoven.
People of his ilk, like I don't mind that they have a different opinion than mine.
I do.
It's that they always like they side with their side no matter what, even if they're wrong. Like you know what I mean? Like I don't really have a side, so
I don't love anything that much.
No, I don't like. I have no love for the Democrats. I think they're idiots. I think the Republicans are idiots. Like I kind of make my opinions based on the information that's given to me. The way I look at it with, like, the political system nowadays and political commentary, or commentaryists.
Commentators?
Commentators, thank you.
Pundits?
Pundits, that's a good word. That's a much better word.
Ugh.
What I think about nowadays with those type of people, like your Hannitys and your Rush Limbaughs, is that they just have a side, and they always go for it. You know what I mean?
They gotta sell it
there's
all the time.
There's never any time where they're like, okay, this I don't agree with.
There's no gray area with that.
Right. But anyway, what I'm getting at, I'm in the most roundabout way possible, but that's just the way I talk. I apologize. Mm-hmm. Rush Limbaugh made the oil spill a fucking Republican-Democrat issue.
Of course he did.
And he was talking about, like...
It's his job.
He goes, well, the ocean can take it. The ocean takes this kind of thing all the time. Like, how can you defend An oil spill.
That's what he said about his third wife when he was punching her in the face, too.
Was there any sort of scientific justification for the ocean taking that kind of oil?
No, he somehow became some kind of maritime oceanographer. I don't even know what.
Technically, it's a natural substance, yes, but it doesn't, due to man's interaction,
it's
coming out a lot faster than it normally would and dissipating.
It's a natural substance, but arsenic is a natural substance. If you dump it into, like, a fucking forest, it's going to kill everything.
Right.
Like, it's a natural substance, but we're the reason it's getting into the environment. Right. You know what I mean? Like,
there's a reason that Mother Earth jammed it under the ocean.
It's the most ridiculous argument I heard, and the only reason I even heard it is because one of the guys that I work with, one of the older guys, listens to Limbaugh, and I just happened to walk by his office, and I heard him talking, I heard him talking about it, and I just couldn't believe it. And, you know, it's like the Republicans have to side with the big fucking corporation. You know what I mean? That's just the way it is. And it's just like...
Ladies and gentlemen, frankly, I think that President Obama was behind this idea because he wanted the Gulf of Mexico to become black.
He's
almost that ridiculous.
I forgot how he worked it back to how it's the Democrats' fault that this happened. But he was blaming... he was saying that BP was fine and that the environment can handle this problem. That basically we should just go, whatever.
You know what? I think what it comes down to is that there really is nothing we can do.
I think it's incredible.
Yeah. It's probably to that point now.
I just think it's amazing that you have something like this and you have no fail-safe.
But they did have a fail-safe. They fucked it up, right? Because they have a battery backup or something.
Now, this is the fun thing I heard today. Someone else that I work with had this opinion. And, you know... I respect this guy's opinion. I see where he's getting at, but it's funny just because it's further meandering of an issue. His argument was, well, the reason this happened is because environmentalists force them to drill so deep, so far away from the shores. They just let them drill closer in shallower waters. This sort of thing would never happen. And I was like, I don't know
if that makes sense.
It's like telling me you can only eat pizza if I do it on the roof. But if I fall off, you know, that's not my fault. But I could just choose not to eat the pizza, you know?
Yeah.
That's the other option.
We all know you would eat the pizza on
the
roof.
Well, that's the thing. There's such a...
On one foot.
Capitalism is great. I'm not trying to preach, you know, against capitalism, but capitalism is no longer checked with morals or the common good in mind. People are willing to put... Think of it. There's been two major... By definition, it's not... I mean, but pure capitalism is just as bad as pure socialism. The idea is... I mean, look at these two major, let's say, crises. We got an economic one and an environmental one due to unchecked greed. You've got oil gushing into the Gulf of Mexico because people took the risk and drilled 5,000 feet underwater, something they never do, even though they said, our fail-safes will work. Our fail-safes aren't working. They did this it's the only place we could drill, and we need to get the oil, because I need another diamond cock missile, or whatever they're going to need.
A diamond cock missile.
And then you got...
gold-plated shark tank.
And then at the same time, you got Republicans and conservatives going, it's not really their fault, because the government only said they could drill out there, so they had to drill out there.
The Republican senator.
That's the rebuttal.
Is that the Republican senator from Nashville?
Oh, no, this. Burn them here. And the oil. And the liberals made us drill the oil downstairs. In the deep water. No, but.
You ain't nothing but an Obama.
You ain't nothing but a socialist. Taking all my cash. Now, you've got. And at the same time, you got people making the same argument for the mortgage crisis. They're going. I'm sitting there going. Okay, so all of these banks, under their own free will, made all these junk loans.
And
everything
gone.
Got fucked up.
And it's gone.
All these mortgage companies made these junk loans on their own volition. And the Republican excuse is, well, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac under Clinton made it so easy for them to unload it, they'd be stupid not to make them. I go, just because you can do something does not remove your prudence from the equation.
Yeah.
You know? Mm. Just because you're allowed to drill fucking oil 2 miles underwater doesn't mean that you can just do it all willy-nilly without having to think about the consequences.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like, you can go fuck a volcano. Go nuts. It could feel awesome, but there's a very good chance your dick's not coming back out.
You're gonna need a really big dick to fuck a volcano.
Well, it could be a small volcano.
You get his point, though.
And the volcano would get my point. and it would keep going.
Wasn't that like part of the Chappelle Show sketch when he was Godzilla? He was like banging a volcano.
I think he did.
Yeah.
You may think, you know, I walk on water, but I just want to let you know I drink from a volcano. And then I'm going to leave my hate segment with this. This whole gays in the military, don't ask, don't tell thing. The whole gay rights issue in general. This is just something to think about. If you replace the word gay with woman, black, male, or white in any gay rights issue, do you still are you still against it? That's my only... So if you don't like the idea of gays marrying, do you have a problem with blacks marrying?
Yes.
Or... Okay. The TJ's fine, then. Everything's fine.
I don't have an issue with it.
No,
of
I don't. I don't. I was just making a joke. But of course not.
But, I mean, that's... I think it's funny that people don't think of it that way.
Well, because people... It's because people, like, get... That whole gay issue gets tied into religion, and then it's just all fucked. Like, once religion gets thrown into the mix, you're a big fucking idiot.
Enjoy your religion, keep it to yourself.
Yeah, but
I
then
don't give a shit what any of them do.
The whole gay thing, like, we've talked about this in the show numerous times, but the whole, like, all the animosity that society has towards gay people, I've never understood. In my entire life...
It's just as bigoted as anything else. The only thing is, I just don't understand how this level of bigotry... is
any different
is tolerated so much.
Yeah, I can see
it's
that.
Mandated. It's fucking, there's federal laws discussed about it, and there has to, the fact that there even has to be a discussion.
I think it's because it's tied into religion. I think that's the only thing.
It's tied into religion, right? And another thing is that people, and again, mostly religious people that are making the laws, you know, politicians, they're uncomfortable with it.
Yeah,
like they're, for whatever reason, like they don't want to talk about it because to them it's like icky. You know, for the most,
I'll be honest. I find it icky. Like I don't get it. I think it's kind of gross.
But it's not imposed upon you.
No.
Well, I apologize to any gay listeners we have because this is going to
John. This is you.
It's going to sound real bad.
Heads up, Willow.
But there's a funny story that I read the other day, and in Florida, it's not illegal to fuck animals. Bestiality is not illegal in Florida. And this writer, the journalist, was like, well, why is this? And he did, like, all these interviews. And it's because the legislation in Florida, like, doesn't want to talk about it. Like, they can't get a law together because whenever it's brought up...
Everyone giggles.
Yeah, well, they don't giggle. Like, they'll like, just go, ew! All the legislators are like, we're not even going to discuss it because no one would ever do it. And it's like, it's sort of the same thing. Like, people are just... They don't know how to confront it, so they just ignore it, or they in this case they just ban it completely. Like, well, we're not dealing with that,
right?
But I don't get.
And
I don't,
again, gays, I'm not saying that you're the, like.
I understand people make that argument too. I was like, why are you against gay marriage? Like, well, what's next? People gonna marry male or horses? I'm like,
yeah, because
are you out of your fucking? That is like the worst parallel I've ever heard in my entire fucking life.
Yeah, because that makes so much sense. Well, you know, that's like the whole thing too about like guys that are real like homophobic. Like, I never understand. You know, the first thing like a guy says when like. Like, oh, well, what if, like, they see me naked in the shower?
What if they grab my dick and it gets hard?
Yeah,
what? And then I start sucking his dick. And then what? What if I start sucking his dick?
Wow.
What am I going to do? I go to church.
Oh, my.
Yeah, it's like they're scared. Like you're so hot. Like, every gay guy's like, Jesus Christ.
Trust me.
I can't wait to bang Steve.
I just think it's hilarious that we're having political conversations, and if you just change the word gay...
Right,
change the word gay to black,
sure,
and imagine the uproar.
What if you
like? Imagine if it was like, so are we? So like, don't look, don't tell. Blacks in the military, or you know, what can you not? I mean, what,
it's true.
It's this. It's
what if
upsetting.
You changed it to
octopus?
Yes,
I would love octopus in the military. 8 guns,
yeah.
8 guns, 1 helmet. Imagine that. We drop them on parachutes and they're spinning.
That would be amazing.
How terrifying would that be?
We need to contact Pixar and make like a real brutal like a platoon with animals, and the octopus would be like the fucking. Like Jesse Ventura type character.
I'm
like
really glad octopus can't walk.
Ooh. Oh, that'd be wait, I got one. I got one. Okay, check it out. So, 8 legs, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Octopus.
You got skis.
Is it slimy?
Skis on one
is
pair.
Is it slimy?
A little.
Okay.
Okay, so, covered in Kevlar, though. In like a skin-tight Kevlar.
Okay.
But enough just to let it, you know.
Yeah,
so,
around.
2 legs have skis.
So this is an organic thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. 2 legs have skis.
Is this an octopus on skis? Is this
2 legs have tank treads.
Okay.
Right? And then 2 legs have... I don't know, maybe rollerblades. And then you could, and then the other, so that's six, and the other two arms, you could attach to the bevies of stabbing and piercing weapons, and maybe a couple projectiles. And then a helmet, like an old school German helmet with the spike on it. And then you drop them wherever, and then you just deploy the right legs to work on that. You can put them in the mountains, boom, skis, and then they're gone. Or you put them, like, you put them in rough terrain, like, oh, wait, switch to tank treads.
Tank treads.
And now we keep going. Or, you know, they're in an urban environment, then just coasting along on rollerblades. And they're just stabbing and shooting.
It sounds so badass. somebody get us an artist rendering of that, please.
If I ever become Secretary of War, that will be my first and only priority.
The Apocalypse Initiative.
Yeah, the Apocalypse. Oh. How badass would that be? You give him cybernetic eyes?
The Octo Doom Trooper.
Right.
That's amazing.
Oh. Oh. Operation 8 Ways to Die.
Operation Ochogeddon.
And maybe, like, oh, I don't know if there's any way we can get a shark involved, but maybe. Can we give a shark wings?
Why not?
Make shark missiles.
No, you know what you need? Like, you need, like, the shark to have, like, metallic wings, like Archangel from X-Men.
Love it.
Yeah.
Is there some way we could work spiders into, like, grow giant spiders?
Oh, my God.
Like eight-legged freaks?
I like the way
that would scare the shit out of me.
Think about that, though. If we, like, had genetically altered, like, animals like that, what army would fuck with us? Like, that'd be terrifying.
Then we'd be worried about the revolts.
Yeah, really.
Because we'd be keeping them on their reservations.
Oh, we'd just get giant bears and stuff.
But I think
then the spiders.
But now we're just, it's a self-perpetuating problem.
No, hold on, let's do this.
Let's go all the way out.
I have a funny punchline.
Please.
we'll just get the giant bears to eat the giant spiders.
Okay, then what gets the bears?
The bears, we make giant monkeys that eat the bears.
And then, who's going to... Okay. What's your end game?
It gets winter and then the gorillas just die off.
Oh, like that.
Yeah. But we'll have giant gorillas. And I'm talking like 50 feet tall gorillas.
Now, here's an idea. Imagine a grizzly bear trained on a unicycle carrying Tommy guns.
I like it.
Right? Fuck with that? They can take a shotgun blast to the face.
I have to alert our listeners to a comic book that I just remembered. There's a comic book out now called... sea bear versus grizzly shark.
What?
And it's as amazing as it sounds. It's about a bear that lives underwater and a shark that lives in the woods.
How did my commentary on gays in the military morph into what animals would be the best for fighting our future wars?
I don't know, but I'm glad it did.
Me too. Alright, I'm done.
That's how we avoid the issue.
You know what would be cool? A rhinoceros with flamethrowers.
Oh, yes.
That would be cool.
Like, just attached to the snout.
Yeah!
The horns actually blow fire.
What if you put more spikes on him?
That'd be cool.
Like a Triceratops.
No, but like one on the front, but one on each shoulder, like Legion of Doom style-y.
That'd be tough.
Right? And then the birds on his back will be just explosives.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
No, I got a better idea.
Go.
You get smaller sharks, but we do the shark thing with the wings, and they fly off his back.
Off the rhino?
Yes.
So we have... rollerblades,
tank treads, skis.
Skis.
All three major biomes. Now, the other two arms are reserved for weaponry.
Okay, right.
Skis. But, now here's something fun, just for kooks and shit knots.
Kooks and shit knots.
There was an idea.
Yes.
This was one of the retaliation plans for Japan.
Okay.
They made bat bombs.
Bat bombs?
They made bat bombs, and they figured out... This guy from Pennsylvania had this idea.
With bats, like...
Yeah, little bats. What they did was... And they tested this on a... Because, okay, Japan had mostly, you know, wooden structures, wooden villages.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they built this whole thing and tested. Then they nuked them. And they're like, oh, we don't need the bat bomb no more. But what it was is they deployed this bomb. It opened up, and then it would extend. It would parachute and extend.
Uh-huh.
It would have trays and trays and trays of bats.
Oh, shit.
And all the bats had a little incendiary explosive tied to them.
Oh, wow.
And as they got into the sunlight,
right,
they'd fly away, pull the pin, and they would immediately want to find somewhere shadowy to roost.
And then they'd explode.
So they would roost, and the timing was... And they had a fake Japanese village they tested this on. All the bats went to roost in all the rafters and everything. And within 20 minutes, the entire village was in flames.
Holy shit. Awesome.
It was the coolest thing I'd ever seen.
I can't believe we've never seen that in like a science fiction movie or something. That sounds really cool.
I mean, look it up. It was on the History Channel. It was like Crazy Weapons of World War II.
Wow. All
right, but anyways, I'm done. Vinny, you up? Teach?
Okay, I'll go.
Go.
Triangles. Hate them.
You should try.
I don't like it.
They're structurally superior.
Why do you hear you're
mostly because when I'm eating Doritos,
oh, I love Doritos.
And you get one
that
jagged,
stabs you in the throat. I hate that.
If it wasn't a triangle, wouldn't have that problem.
Now let me ask you a question. Do you hate pyramids?
Huh?
No, I've had...
I don't like pyramids one bit.
You've never had a Dorito that stabbed you in the throat like that? I've totally had that.
Yeah. Tell me you've never had that
You get to eating them quick, and you're just...
Yeah.
I've never eaten them that quick, and I eat things fast.
That's a lie.
Promise
you're
you.
A liar.
It's never happened.
I know exactly what you're talking
about. You know
what
I'm talking about.
Oh, and by the way, if you're eating Doritos, they got a couple of new flavors out there. Like
sweet chili.
Sweet chili's good.
Sweet chili.
But no, they have like second degree buffalo like Dorito
too
now.
Hot,
right.
It's real hot. It's good.
Yeah. Now, wait a minute. What shape would be optimal for your eating?
Round. I have an answer to that.
But you've never been...
Small and round.
I have an answer for
like
that.
A small, like,
you know, like a spree.
Like a Cheeto.
Or a Cheeto.
Cheetos are perfect.
Yes.
Cheetos.
I'll tell you the one thing
Cheetos.
I hate.
Long and cylindrical in my mouth.
And bumpy.
Cylindrical.
The one thing, like my penis, long, cylindrical, and bumpy.
Smells of cheese.
Cynthia's got a lot to learn.
Okay.
She's going to learn about.
Yikes.
Mm-hmm. Check those wards.
So we did triangles.
Hold on.
Are we still on this?
No, I'd have...
Let's go back to the pyramid thing.
I don't like
pyramids. How the fuck did they get around?
I have something to add to this.
Huh? How did pyramids happen?
Alien slaves.
Yeah.
Slavery. Get shit done.
And Jews. No, I have something to add to the snack chip thing. In the year... We're in the year 2010.
Sure are.
Can we make a snack chip that doesn't just... destroy like my hand, like you eat a whole bag of them and it's like all over your goddamn hand.
Oh, like the orange,
the cheese powder, and the fucking...
No way, can't be done.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't think
you wear gloves.
Either.
I've started wearing gloves.
You wear gloves and you eat chips.
like hand washing gloves.
Should always wear gloves.
I should be wearing them.
You should be wearing. I wish you were wearing.
I got these with my toilet brush. Anyway,
all right.
Sorry,
moving on.
What about pyramids?
I don't like the pyramids.
What about the structural stability of a tripod?
I don't give a shit about that.
Well, that's not really a triangle.
It's not a triangle. That's not a triangle.
What about Triforce?
Do you hate all kinds of triangles? Like acute
you hate
and
a square
obtuse?
Because it's two triangles?
No. Here's the thing about triangles that I hate.
Uh-huh.
Just a triangle.
Just
existing.
It looks like isosceles. Do you have any issue?
Shut your goddamn mouth. Don't interrupt.
Okay.
Just a triangle existing on its own. I don't like. Pythagoras can go fucking suck.
I was gonna
it.
Say,
do you like triangles?
Do you hate the Pythagorean theorem?
Don't like it one bit.
Triangles are the only shape that doesn't appear naturally.
See? I found that.
It was like an episode of like Scooby-Doo, because they were looking for the false rock wall.
Scooby-Doo
and
doesn't
they found,
lie.
They found the and triangle
course,
rock, and they were like, this is a fake wall, because whatever geologist made this fake rock wall put a triangle rock in it.
And triangles don't actually exist.
That's
a justification for why I hate triangles.
If it was on Scooby-Doo, it has to be right.
Okay, hold on. Wait, there's got to be something triangular you must enjoy.
No, it's not...
Pizza.
Look, it's not...
Ooh, yeah, pizza.
Stop it. It's just... If you... I don't like the shape of the triangle. Like, if you draw a triangle...
You must hate the Triforce. It's a yellow triangle.
I don't like it a lot. I really don't. There's not
isn't
a whole lot about
it
that I like.
It's several yellow triangles.
It's three triangles.
It's the Triforce.
Four. Yeah, right. Well, but it was also in the first game, it was broken to, like, nine.
Oh. Either way. I don't like triangles.
There's wisdom, power, and... What's the third one?
I'm moving on.
Dick.
Courage.
Fords.
Fords?
F-O-R-D?
F-O-R-D.
Or F-O-J-O-R-D.
No, not J.
Okay.
No sound
not like
J.
Not like
Yogging.
You mean the car, the American car company?
Yeah.
I have a Ford.
I know, I don't like it.
Fucked
I
out
like
rebuilt
it.
Dodge.
I like my Ford.
That's fine.
What,
I don't like it.
Hillbilly? Fuck that rebuilt Dodge.
Yeah.
I've got something else.
What? Well, time out.
I fucking hate ants.
Hold on,
can we just get rid of all the bugs?
Yes.
Do we need them at this point?
See, the problem with bugs is you need certain bugs to kill other bugs.
Eat the other bugs.
If we just killed all bugs...
No problem.
What's the problem?
I know there's got to be a gross ecological issue to this, but I know that... My house gets a couple ants. Outside, we saw that giant wolf spider in my house.
Oh, God, that thing was hideous. It was carrying other little...
We stomped the shit out of it. I got stung by a wasp over the weekend. I lit it on fire and stomped its life out of it.
I don't like bugs either, and
we'll get into that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, do we really need them anymore?
No, we don't need bugs.
Can we go back to why you hate Fords? You just gonna leave? Why do you hate Fords?
I don't like the way the word sounds.
Oh.
Ford. Sounds stupid.
You don't like that F that
Ford
that they use, like that fancy F
Ford.
Yeah, I also don't like the
emblem.
The emblem. Yeah.
What car company do you like the most? Subaru notwithstanding.
Subaru. From, I mean, from a name standpoint. Subaru.
From a name standpoint?
Chevrolet.
I like Scion. I like
Scion's
the name.
Got a cool
I like
name.
The name of Scion. Yeah.
Is, does a Scion, does that mean anything? Like, is that a word?
I think so. A Scion, isn't a Scion like a project, like a chosen one?
Or is
like
it
a,
like
no. almost like a...
Is it know. The Last Scion? I have heard
ooh,
that.
Ooh,
yeah.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah. It's mean. From some movie or something.
Yeah. Google it.
You Google it. I'm
what about... I like Renault. I like the sound of Renault.
Renault. Is the T silent?
What's a Renault?
I believe it is.
Is that some kind of
Peugeot.
Peugeot is
that
silent.
That has silent T.
What the hell is a
Lotus.
Renault?
Lotus.
Lotus
always
Lotus
sounds...
Lotus is not bad.
Lotus are cool cars.
Lotus sounds like a ninja would drive it.
Yeah, they're very expensive. It'd be a very rich ninja.
You know, the word lotus is kind of deceiving. Like, lotus, it's a flower.
It's a flower.
Beautiful. Yeah. But I didn't, like, growing up, I didn't know that.
Oh, really?
Like, lotus well, was always a mysterious word.
Yeah. Yeah. It always reminded me of, like, ninjas and stuff.
Yeah.
It's, like, I think lotus...
it's a Japanese flower.
Yeah, they're
right?
from Japan.
They're all over Ninja Gaiden.
Yeah.
Scion.
Definition
of
more.
They refer to a descendant. Here we go. In kinship, a descendant of a notable family, a son or daughter.
Oh, there you go. Right.
There you go.
In grafting, I don't give a shit.
Nobody cares about grafting. No. What is
an
grafting?
Alien race in the video game Battlezone 2.
Boom!
What the fuck is Battlezone
2? Battlezone
2? Oh, there it is. Combat Commander.
Activision.
Pandemic made it.
I remember
yeah,
seeing...
Yeah, nothing else to fear but fear itself.
Okay,
I
remember seeing that game on the shelf at
wait,
Battlezone.
Wait, hold on, I had a question
I'm done
about
with this. No, I'm moving on.
I know,
on.
I like Vinny,
though.
He just fires them out.
I'm banging them out, dude.
Yellow.
Generic brand duct tape.
Worst.
Wow.
Fuck
fucking
you.
Fucking worst.
Fuck you, generic brand duct tape.
It's god awful.
It's
it doesn't
garbage.
Stick.
It doesn't stick
and
for
it
shit. And it smells awful. What
it
they
smells like
it
shit
of?
And it falls right off.
Right off. And it's deceiving because good duct tape.
Right.
Like Gorilla tape.
Gorilla tape.
Oh.
1 mile an hour tape.
God, I love that shit.
Right, but generic duct tape?
Garbage.
That kid
garbage.
Will get loose and get out of your trunk
you
before you even
you should be able to go to jail. For selling generic brand duct tape. It's not duct tape.
No, it's like
saran wrap
stink
with
stink roll.
It's saran wrap with Elmer's glue.
It's flat smell paper.
Nice. All right. Next. I don't like sand.
Your hates are so good because they're so genuine and nonsensical.
Think about it, sand. It gets everywhere.
It really
it's
does.
In your fucking,
everywhere.
It's in your pants.
That's
it's
why
in your rumbles,
I tell you what, like,
shoes.
I mean, you guys know me.
Gets in your broad
and you
shots.
Know this,
yeah.
You know
and then when you get in there,
yeah.
How pale I am. But like, I hate going to the beach. Everybody's like, let's go to the beach.
It's a pain in the ass.
Oh, it's awful. Mm-mm, and the sand is a big part of it because you're walking around. And it's just like, it, like you said,
it's hard to walk.
How
in the
hot
sand?
Can sand get?
Real
in the sun.
Real.
It's ungodly hot.
It goes from
and it flips on your flip flops up on the back of your meaty calves.
You know, we were talking about phase shifting the other day. I don't know if this has anything to do with it, but I'm pretty sure sand just immediately turns into glass.
Does it?
Yes. Nah, probably.
Like
it might
there's,
melt
there's
at
a
some
poof,
point.
Like the genie kind of makes a poof.
Well, it's gotta melt.
And then glass.
I was reading ta-da.
Because it gets that hot.
Gotta. Well, wait, then glass melts.
I'm not going scientific here. I'm just being ridiculous.
Mm, but it does turn to glass.
It does turn to glass.
But it has to be.
That's also something I don't like about
incredibly
it.
Hot.
That's kind of awesome, though, because when you nuke something. If you nuke a sandy
glass
place,
beach.
It gets glass.
I'd
is
like,
that right?
Hence
yeah.
the term.
If you nuke
yeah.
a
if you were to nuke the desert.
It would turn
glass.
Into glass?
The top layer would go glass.
That's kind of cool.
It's real cool. Mm-hmm.
Does that actually happen? Like, they,
yeah, that's, why,
they
that's why
like
in Starship Troopers they say we're glassing the planet.
I don't remember that.
Yeah. Great movie.
All I remember of Starship Troopers is the co-ed shower scene.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the guy from Major League 2 getting shot in the head. He
oh,
played
yeah.
the catcher in Major League 2.
Oh,
yeah. Because yeah. Behringer wouldn't play.
I got one more. This
no, Behringer was in the second one. He
this one's
kind of
weak.
One.
Oh, that is?
He was mentoring. Come on, man. Know
keep
your going. Major league.
Sorry,
diamonds.
You don't pick diamonds?
I don't like diamonds.
Aren't they tangentially related to glass?
No. And triangles.
And triangles. Diamonds are kind of triangles.
Because they're they're crystalline in structure, which I don't
but
believe.
A lot of triangles.
But
it's a lattice.
If you do this, which means a diamond, and I'm doing the
that's
diamond,
the rock.
The
I
diamond
like
cutter.
I want to punch you in the mouth.
Yeah.
I'm doing. But also because of the ridiculousness of their
existence.
Cost. Yeah, and their existence, like, they don't they just hoard them, like, in a hole somewhere
mm-hmm.
and just release them a little bit at a time
for
so
blood.
They stay rare?
No.
Yeah, I've heard that.
I
mean,
that
that's
movie.
Like everything, though.
Yeah. I saw that movie with the black guy and Leonardo
DiCaprio.
Yeah.
That was a pretty good movie.
I heard it was pretty good, actually, but I can't stand a South African accent.
You know, it's funny. I thought that, like...
Yeah, I don't like that either.
When I first saw that movie, I was like, man, his like he's got a really awful English accent.
That's not a South African accent. Yeah, it's a perfect South African accent.
No, you didn't let me finish.
He does not let people finish.
I saw a documentary about, like, the same thing that the movie was on, and that's what the South Africans sounded like. They sound like really bad English accents.
Bad English accents, yeah.
But Blood Diamond is a good movie.
What's using up all the diamonds?
Huh?
What's what? We should eat diamonds.
We should eat
diamonds. I eat diamonds in my dookie too.
We should have a beach...
Of diamonds?
Of diamonds. Like, really tight.
Now, let me ask you a question. Do you hate...
You would really hate that.
Do you hate... sharp and... jagged and it'd be terrible.
Do you hate?
I would like to surfboard on the beach of diamonds.
Okay, what about this? What if the megalopus?
Megalopus
shot. By the way,
what if one of his accoutrements fired diamonds?
I like that.
On fire.
Isn't there like
can you get diamonds on fire?
Not with that attitude.
Not with any attitude.
Isn't there like there's like diamond tip blades?
Diamond tip drills are great. They go through everything.
So you could maybe you could make like a bullet that had like diamond tips on
here,
it. So all right,
let me somewhat retract
assassin special.
Yeah. I somewhat retract my statement. I don't like diamonds as in jewelry diamonds.
Well, let me ask you a question because that's what I was trying to get to. Do you hate diamonds for like the what society puts on them? Like how they're very important to women.
Yes, and I like think that's stupid and ridiculous.
It is a rock.
It should be just plastic. Plastic looks the same to me.
Yeah.
Like, cut a piece of plastic in the shape of a diamond, call it a fucking diamond, and I don't know the
Goddamn like, I remember,
I'm
like...
I'm trying to imagine depleting uranium shell with a diamond on the end.
I mean, I always thought it was kind of... Remember those, like, commercials, like... I mean, obviously, like, the diamond companies, they want to make their stuff as cinematic and glamorous as possible. Yeah. Like, I remember there was always, like the sweeping, like, orchestral music, and it was, like, black and white, and it's, like, a romantic setting. Yeah. And, like... The guy brings out the ring, and the woman's like, looks like, you know. Then
she
falls in love with him.
Immediately blow him.
Like she didn't know. She didn't know that. She didn't know that she loved the guy until he broke out the like $4,000 rock.
Yeah,
it's like
exactly.
That's kind of fucked up.
Can't he just hand her $4,000 in cash? Like, if that's what it costs, can't I just give you the money?
If they truly loved each other, he could just give her a fucking box of Cracker Jacks.
Punch her in the eye.
You know what? I would be pissy about this. Except my diamond got traded for two swords and an Xbox. So I'm really kind of happy with my exchange.
So you made out.
Yeah. How'd that happen?
Because I'm awesome.
I don't regret having.
And we cut fruit with those swords.
Sure, damn did. I don't regret having bought the diamond for my wife. Right. I'm just saying, just go in the future. I think they should just go.
It's
away.
About as materialistic as anything could be.
Are the black diamonds more?
I don't know what that means.
They have black diamonds.
They're definitely less educated.
Oh, I'm just kidding.
Wow.
I'm just kidding.
Rush Limbaugh, everybody.
Racism. Oh, man. That was quick. Nice job.
No, they have diamonds that are black, and they have ones that are brown, too.
See, what was it? I know a brown diamond's no good. I think a black diamond looks kind of rad.
Sounds awesome.
In Archer.
Obsidian.
Remember in Archer, they had Figgins bought...
Cyril.
What's
Figgins.
Her name? What's Lana?
Lana King.
In one of our favorite shows, Archer, towards the end, I think it's the last episode, Cyril buys Lana a brown diamond, and they all make fun of it because it looks like...
Oh, no, because it's like, it's not complete. It's not completely...
Oh,
because,
okay.
See, diamonds are made from coal and pressure.
Right, I know that.
So the clear... Cut, right? So a clear diamond, like a crystal clear diamond, is basically fully mature, or has been fully pressurized or whatever else. If it's still kind of yellowish or brownish... It's still kind of coaly.
Right.
And it's not as nice. It's cheaper. It's crappier. That's why you want that, the 4Ks or whatever, color cut clay. Yeah, you want it to be like kind of a blue clear.
Well, maybe the black ones that I've seen aren't like really diamonds. It's like some other kind of rock.
I've seen them and they look awesome.
And they grow the fake ones now.
Oh, yeah, like moissanites.
Yeah, whatever. How do they grow a fake diamond?
It's like you grow any crystal.
It's like a mineral?
Yeah, it's minerals and then time and pressure.
And they look awesome. Like if you put them side to side,
you can't tell.
The only way I've heard you can tell is when you shine the light through them, it makes a different fucking light pattern.
Like I think it's like diamonds like a true prism.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it does, it's got the right refraction.
And oh my god, who cares?
Right?
Right. That's all I'm saying.
That's fucking magic, by the way.
Magic, yeah.
That's a fucking miracle.
That's a miracle. What's next?
Anything else?
No, I'm done.
Okay, right. You're up.
Anybody want to hear what I hate?
I do.
First of all, something a little light. The band Tool, the other day.
You hate Tool?
No, listen. Right. They announced a full summer tour.
Woo!
Wow.
Full summer tour. No East Coast dates. Not so far. I mean,
what's the furthest east they're going?
They're going to the West Coast. They're from L.A., if you didn't know that.
Right.
They're from L.A.
So it's all West Coast and the Midwest. Like, the closest to here they're getting is, like, Texas.
Oh. I'm not going to Texas.
No. I'm like, God damn it. I mean...
Did they do Chicago? I'll go to Chicago.
No. Maybe. I don't know. I don't remember. But no East Coast.
When's the last time they toured?
Like, 3 years ago?
I saw them somewhere. Yeah. Here.
I've never
always
seen
good.
Them.
Always good. I've seen them live always a bunch of times. It's a
crazy show.
I don't know if they got a new album coming out. I hope so. Usually they don't tour unless
I hope they don't ever put out a new album.
Really?
Because I don't want to be disappointed.
I liked the last album.
I didn't like Lateralus.
I did.
Lateralus.
There was a lot about it I didn't. There were some things I
you
liked
know
about
the,
it.
The problem, and I can fit this into my hate segment. The part that I hate about Tool is that, you know, Anima had a lot of cool, like, it was a cool album, like, front to back.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was one of those albums that, like, you really got a lot out of it if you listen to it from the beginning to the end.
So was Undertow.
Because, well, no.
Undertow didn't flow.
Undertow like wasn't, like, you could listen to, like, I'm just trying
I
to say,
loved
like.
Undertow.
It was a great album.
I'm not saying Undertow is bad, but what I'm trying to say is that Anima is like a complete experience because they put all those, like, kind of, they're not really song tracks, but
like
those
instrumental noise, ambient
like those
kind
of ambient and like weird stuff that kind of fills the gaps between the songs, and that stuff was cool for that record. And I feel like after that, like with Lateralis and 10,000 Days, I feel like that's what they focus on now. They write, like, 4 songs, and then they just worry about their stupid, like, throwaway ambient tracks.
Yeah, it's garbage.
And I wish they would, like, get away from that, because it's not, like, it's not what I want to hear. Like, I like their songs. Like, 10,000 Days had some great songs, but
yeah,
it wasn't, it was, like, to
oh,
me,
dude, it's good.
It was almost
I
like
10,000 Days.
Well, 10,000 Days was after Lateralis.
Yeah, you're right. I take that back.
But
I was just disappointed.
The thing is, like, 10,000 Days is a great album, but if you cut out all the bullshit, like Lost Keys, and there's one track,
Shaman.
There's,
Shaman,
yeah, there's one fucking
is.
Track
oh,
on
because for like
10,000 Days, it's called Lipton Conjuring,
yeah,
and it's just a guy going
for like 8 minutes.
Yeah, it's ridiculous, and you know nobody wants to hear that. And so 10,000 Days, really, if you cut all that bullshit out, it's an EP. It's
yeah,
4
it's like,
songs.
Yeah, 4 songs. Yeah.
They're 5 songs. And full disclosure, I'm a Mars Volta fan. I mean, they have tracks that last for half an hour. So, you know, I don't know. But
they're the Allman Brothers.
I agree with you, TJ.
But I love Tool. And, like, when they cut the bullshit, I guess, like, the difference to me between Tool and the Mars Volta specifically, since I brought them up, so they're ripe to be compared. The Mars Volta has kind of always built their sound since they began around that, like, weird ambient stuff. Like, their first, like, all their albums are concept albums,
yeah.
And even their first album, like, all the tracks bled together. They always have done that.
Mm-hmm.
Tool didn't always do that.
No,
they wrote
a song, they had a song, they had a song, they had a song.
Yeah,
none of them necessarily.
No, and you know, it's like they kind of found this. Like, to me, like, Tool's almost like the Tim Burton of bands.
Yeah, that's a really
like
good.
They're good. But, like, now, like, they're just kind of like Tool by numbers. Just like Tim Burton, like, he used to be a really good director. And he used to have, like, really cool, quirky ideas.
That's true, he does just
but now
kind
it's
of one
just
note.
Like, now it's just, like, all the same shit. Like, you know, Tim Burton used to be one of my favorite directors. Like, he'd do shit like, you know, Beetlejuice. But then he'd make a movie like Ed Wood, which was really, really good. And, like, almost, like, serious at times.
You didn't like Beetlejuice?
But it's... No, I love Beetlejuice. But I'm just trying to say, like, Beetlejuice was, like, absolutely insane, like, off the wall, ridiculous. And it was quirky, and it was like, you're like, you saw Tim Burton as this quirky director, and it was his first movie. But then he makes something like Edward Scissorhands, which is still quirky, but in a different way. Like, Edward Scissorhands is like a modern fairy tale.
Yeah.
But it's still weird, but it's not the same weird. And then, like, Ed Wood is like a...
I saw Ed Wood.
Ed Wood's brilliant. One of my, maybe my favorite Tim Burton movie. Great movie. But Ed Wood is quirky in a different way, and it's like a dramedy almost. But now it's like, you know, Alice in Wonderland and Charlie and the Chocolate Factory and like.
How do you feel about Nightmare
Before Murder
Barber?
Christmas?
Loved it. You know what the problem with Nightmare Before Christmas, and I'll be the first to admit it's not fair, but I hate that because of how popular it got.
Kids love it.
Gothy
kids.
I really did enjoy.
It is very gothy.
I love the movie, and more importantly, like, I love the look. Like, I love stop motion animation.
You
know what
the Corpse Bride?
It's kind of stupid.
I never saw that.
I didn't like it.
Was it like Nightmare Before Christmas 2?
This is actually really good.
anyway, like, Nightmare Before Christmas I really like, and I hate musicals too, I'm good, thank you. Nightmare Before Christmas is really good, and it was like really painstakingly done. Like, they did all that the old-fashioned way. I mean, that was all done by hand.
Yeah.
And it looked great, and it was cool too, because like, if you,
if you're like a big film history nerd like me, like it definitely, like that look of that movie definitely like mirrored stuff from like the old silent movies from the 30s, like German like expressionistic stuff. But it was a great movie, but its popularity like got way too overblown. Like every kid, every kid had like Jack Skellington hats and shit, and it was like, it's like I said, it's not fair to the movie. But I fucking hate, like, I hate how big it got. Like, I thought,
yeah, it really did kind of overtake Hot Topic.
It
cheapened,
exactly. It, like, it's, like, again, it's, I like that movie, but I just feel like it's too much. Like, it's just, it's,
fair enough.
But everything he's done lately, you know, like, all the remakes he's made.
What have you done for me lately?
All his remakes are just nice. Gotta love some Janet Jackson.
Exactly.
I think I hear that, yeah.
Oh, no, I think I heard it at the gym tonight.
I'm sure you did.
God, I hate the gym. That's another thing I fucking hate.
If there was Twitter when you were a kid, you could have found out about Michael Keaton being Beetlejuice.
But,
I know.
I mean, but yeah, Tim Burton now is just this, he's Tim Burton by numbers. Every movie is like the same weird, you know? Mm. And like, I know he's always used Johnny Depp, but even now it's just like, eh.
Again.
It's like the same thing. And that's what Tool has become. It's just like, they've just become kind of this homogenized kind of version of themselves.
Did y'all like Opiate? That was only like 6 tracks.
Loved it.
But that was an EP.
But that was an EP, yeah. So it's a little different.
So the answer was yes. That's all.
Yes. You liked Opiate.
Yeah, well, you pointed out like we wouldn't like it because it was short, but that's not a problem. You said it was like only, I don't know. But,
great album.
They're still a good live band, Tool. They are amazing live. Like, they are one of the few bands that I can honestly say are designed to be like a big stadium band.
Feed him.
Get that out of my you know what I mean? Like, they have, like, you spend a lot of money on a Tool show because they usually play big venues. Yep. It's like 40, 50 bucks.
There's a lot of lasers
but
and pictures and stuff,
you
right?
You get your money's worth.
Oh, it was, yeah, it was like going to a fucking
Did you know the last one with the, like, the black orbs that were, like, spinning?
And the people that walked on.
Oh, my God, that was wild.
Crazy. I was way up high somewhere. Like, it was in a stadium or something.
It was the Patriot Center, wasn't it?
I guess. Anyway. I thought it was a long time ago.
Yeah. Mm. But anyway,
what's next?
What else do I hate?
I had something there.
I hate the BP oil spill and, you know, no, just kidding. well, I guess we ought to talk about it. We're having such fun. I didn't want to bring up my horrible life. I have yet another problem with my house. I have something that I honestly thought was a myth until just now.
What I'm doing to it.
I have bed bugs in my house. So first rats,
bed bugs.
Now when I
what's
was
next golems,
I think that yeah, it's like the five
Jews.
I think frogs and Jews. I don't know the pharaoh.
Boils and sores.
Yeah, I mean bed bugs. When I was a little kid, you know, you always heard that don't let the bed bugs bite. I thought that was a play on words.
No, it was just advice.
Yeah, it turns out it was. So let me just tell you that.
No more.
I'll just
doing something in here.
I'll just go. I'll just go back to the beginning. I told you not to put so much garlic in your spaghetti house.
I eat the shawarma meats, it makes me very gassy in my spaghetti house.
About?
And then I get the sewage smell, and then it keeps me from being penetrated.
Is that Tim and Eric?
Yeah.
God damn it.
Bed bugs. They're maybe the worst thing ever. They're little tiny bugs. They look like ticks. And they only come out at night between... This is so crazy. They're, like, uniform when they come out. 1 to 3 in the morning.
They mostly come at night.
That's it? For 2 hours?
Mostly.
Around then. And they bite you, and they take your blood. That's what they eat. They're like mosquitoes. They take your blood.
I'm pretty sure I'm pretty sure that house is going to be the epicenter of plague when it comes back.
What's that?
Do they swell like a tick would?
Yes. In fact, like, I caught one... Well, I'll get to this, but we caught one the other night... And I tried to grab it to like throw it away, like put it in the toilet or whatever.
Turtle.
Like it I squeezed it and it popped and there was blood.
Gross.
So they're really fucking disgusting. They live in tiny cracks in your wall. This is kind of a crazy thing, and I know I told you guys before the show, but just for those of you at home, bed bugs were actually not a problem in America. They actually wiped out bed bugs. In like the 50s.
What is that?
And
is that a dick? What is that? Oh, it's a plastic
mattress.
Glove.
plastic glove.
So anyway, in America, they wiped out the bed bug problem. They used DDT, actually, which I think
you know me.
I think the EPA has actually outlawed DDT because it, like,
flipper babies.
It kills, like, everything. But the problem is that they actually made a comeback in this country. It's actually a huge problem now in most major metropolitan areas. Like, New York is having a big problem with bed bugs. Baltimore is having a big bed bug problem. They're insanely disgusting, and they're hard to get rid of because they're so tiny. They are resistant to most pesticides that are on the market. Like, if you go to the store, like I did after I found out I had a problem, if you go to the store, they don't actually have any poison that's labeled bed bugs. They have nothing. Mm-hmm. And apparently none of the shit that's
called a lighter.
Nothing that you can buy commercially really works. And even the shit that I read online that the professionals use, like, there's no real method to kill them yet because it's such a new problem that there's not, I don't know how to say it, you know what I mean, like, it's
history
not
history is repeating itself.
It's not a big, like, they haven't,
well, how did they go? Oh, so they got rid of them with the DDT.
They got rid of them in America.
The major pest companies don't know how to deal with them yet, and the problem is, the reason they came back over here is because in, like, other countries they deal with it like it's just an everyday part of life. And a lot, like, you know, stuff gets shipped up here, people move, and that's how you get them. What happened with me was, you know, my lovely girlfriend, who will be on the show probably next week, she had to work tonight, she broke out all down her arm, like, after she was staying at my house.
Oh, shit. Is that what your bed looked like?
No. No, it doesn't look, my bed doesn't look that bad. It actually doesn't look bad at all, which is the weird thing. Like, there's really no signs of them, which is the worst, actually. Anyway, she was spending the night. She woke up the next morning, and her whole arm had been, like, was just, like, lit up. And it looked like, if you've ever had, like, poison oak, you know, have you ever had, like, those, like, raised pink sores?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's exactly what it looked like. So, you know, she was breaking out, and she thought it was just the poison oak. So she stayed there the whole week, and it was really no, like, we didn't know it was wrong, and then finally she was getting worried about it, and she said it itched like crazy. So I was like, you really should just go to the doctor. So she went to the doctor on Friday, and the doctor, like, without hesitation, is like, yeah, you have a bed bug problem. So then she texts me at work, and then I go into panic mode and then start reading about these little fuckers. And apparently, from what all I've read on the internet, they are the hardest household pest to get rid of.
Harder than roaches?
Except for babies and gogs. I have since gotten an exterminator to come by the house. He went by the house on... I'm jumping all over the place. Friday night, I panicked, and I cleaned the hell out of the house. Because on all the websites, they say the best thing you can do is to, you know, search the area, try to find, like, their remnants, and clean the fucking house. You know, get rid of all your clutter, because they can be anywhere. So I got rid of, I washed everything that I own. I bought a vacuum cleaner. I fucking cleaned the hell out.
You did not own a vacuum cleaner?
I had one, but it wasn't very good, so I bought a better one. So, but anyway, I cleaned the hell out of everything, and, you know, I was hoping that
your floor's time of the month.
That would take care of it. I ended up staying there the next 2 days over the weekend, and I didn't get any bites, and I was like, oh, okay, this is a good sign.
Right.
So then I got an exterminator by on Sunday, and he sprayed the house down. He sprayed both mattresses and box springs in my house. And he said, you know, let this stuff dry, and you should be all right. And then, you know, then we come to last night. She stayed over last night. So this morning she woke up, and she felt something. She went to the bathroom. Like, she woke up, actually, about 3 in the morning. She felt something on her neck. She goes to the bathroom. She comes back and looks like, you know, eyes shrink wrapped with tears. Like, she's like, I have bad news. And she had a bite on her neck. And we turned the light on, and there was the bed bug that was on her, like, on the pillow. And it's just like, at that point, like, I just lost it, because now I'm at a situation where I got to get out of the house. I called the exterminator today. I was like, look, you know, they came back, and he's like, yeah.
They're going to do that.
He basically told me that. He's like, yeah, it's... He's like, I'll come back there and treat... Like, this is what he told me, which I think is hilarious. He's like, well, give it another couple of days, and if they keep showing back, I'll come back on Thursday. And it's just like... So, and
fucking
then,
deal with it.
And then he told me, well, he's like, you know, we can't really get rid of them. Like, we can only, like contain them is what he told me. He's like,
contain them in your house.
Well, listen. So he's like, you should get one of these bed bug protectors. So
just tell me it's a robot.
No, listen. I wish it was.
How rad would that?
You know what's funny? I swear to God, this is my level of nerdery. The whole time I'm thinking, man, if I was Tony Stark, I could build some kind of laser that would like
shoot. He'd just sleep in the Iron Man suit,
like sonically, like kill them all on the walls. But anyway,
if you were Hank Pym, you could control them.
Yeah, that's true. Tick Man.
I got nothing there.
Bedbug Man. Anyway, so he's like, yeah, you can only contain him. You should buy one of these bedbug protectors until I can get over there.
Can I happen to sell for $500?
No, well, get this. This is okay. So they sell again. This has become such a problem. Now there's a market for these things. A bedbug protector is, it depends on what you get.
And just pee sheets?
No, because I bought one of those because he told me that would probably help, but it didn't. It's a like a big plastic cover that has a zipper on it that goes completely around your mattress and you zip it up. And the idea is that the material is so coarse that they can't, like, bite through it, and they just, you cut off their food supply, and they die. So it's really not fixing the problem, really.
You're turning your mattress into a concentration camp.
Yeah, which is fine. Now,
which is fine.
Now, the problem is that when we found them before on the other mattress, it wasn't in the mattress, they were in the box spring. So then you really should buy two of them.
Yeah.
So, I go today, I was like, okay, that makes sense. Like, I'll do that.
So, they only live in the bed?
No, they live everywhere. But, we found evidence of them in the bed. They're most common... again, I'm not by any means an expert, but I've read a lot.
You were telling me earlier.
Ever since Friday, I've read, like, so much on the subject. Because, obviously, I'm, like, paranoid about it. And I want to get it fixed. And I don't think it's going to get fixed. But they live close to their food supply. And the other fun thing is that, you know, I was, like I told you, over the weekend when I didn't get bit, I was thinking, that's a good sign. You know, I'm not getting bit. Maybe somehow we cleaned everything up. And I did spray a lot of stuff down on the carpets. Like, I got this flea stuff to put on the carpets because they're closely related to fleas. They say, you know, most pesticides don't work, but if you get anything, the same chemical that kills fleas will kill them if they go in contact with it. Right. But it's just they avoid it.
Oh.
Can we get you a flea collar?
Anyway. they actually sit on top of it until they die. So it says they'll actually still bite you. They'll just go around it and bite you.
Douchebags.
You can wear
like smart bugs.
You can wear them like Livestrong bracelets. So anyway, I was like, okay, this is good. I'm not getting bit. I thought it was a good sign. So then, you know, when the guy came and sprayed the house, I honestly thought, and I guess naively, I honestly thought that my problem was solved. Like, I thought, okay, like maybe it was just that. I thought maybe we caught it quickly, because a lot of people on the internet say the worst thing that happens is, you know, you have bed bugs and you don't even realize it. Because, like, I was getting bit and my reactions weren't that bad. What the problem is my girlfriend is a lot more allergic to them. So that's why her reactions were way worse, because some people they react differently to them. Mm-hmm. And I was getting bit and didn't know. I had a couple irritations on my fingers, but it was just, it looked like scratches or maybe, like, you know, something that happened at work or something. But a lot of people don't catch on, and then it gets real bad.
Right.
Like, when we were looking for them, there was really not a lot of evidence they were there. When we took up the box spring, and we found them, like, a couple of them along the, like, edge of the box spring. But that was about it. So I thought that maybe when we cleaned real good, and like I said, we wrapped that mattress and box spring and put it outside.
Right.
We wrapped it so we wouldn't, like, when we moved it, we wouldn't knock them out
elsewhere,
or whatever.
Yeah.
So we wrapped it, put it outside, we cleaned the room, put a lot of pesticide down, and when the guy came and sprayed it, I was thinking to myself, man, this will be the problem. But then she gets bit. Then I read that they actually, like, they find, like, a host, what they call it, and they actually prefer to, like, feed off it. That's why she had, like, bite marks all over and I didn't have any. Because they fucking pick specific people. They call it the bed bug side of the bed. Like, once they tag somebody, like, they keep going back to that person. So it's just, like, one thing after another, and, you know, I like to keep the show a little light. But,
Could you go hammock?
Yeah.
Can we sink some lag bolts in your fucking...
The problem is...
Screws?
I don't know, man. Beams? But the problem is that this problem's not going away, and it's going to force me to move, and, it's not good for the old topo. I have, like, no goddamn money, and...
you said that they were in your wall, right?
Well, that's... Yeah, they're...
What if you clean out the bed and move it to the center of the room?
They'll move.
Will they scurry?
They can...
They'll go up to like 100 feet to find them, or whatever.
What if we trench a very small moat?
So what do you say is contain? What does that mean? What does he mean when he says contain?
He means that if you get them in the bed, like if you buy one of those, like all he's basically saying is that, like from what I read, he can kill them and hopefully they'll stay gone for a little bit, but there's no guarantee that they'll ever stop coming, and they probably won't because they're like there's no way to go to where they are. And the other problem is that, you know, there's a very I live in a row house. There's a very good chance that all my neighbors have the same problem and they're not doing shit.
So like, could they bug bomb the house? Like where they cover all that shit up and just poof?
I don't think from what I understand they call those foggers.
Yeah, yeah.
Apparently they don't work.
They have to tent the place.
Yeah.
Like that episode of Always Sunny. They have to
now,
tent
there, like now what's crazy is there's a treatment that they don't do in Maryland.
Talking about this is making me itch.
No company in Maryland does this, but there's a because they die from extreme temperatures. Like the best thing to do if you find out if you have this,
light your house on fire.
Well, yeah, but you got to wash everything. Like if you want, like people get worried, but if you wash your sheets or at least put them in the dryer,
yeah,
you'll be all right because it kills them. Like they can't take heat or cold. So there's this.
Can you drown them?
Yes. There's this treatment now where these guys go in and actually like take like liquid nitrogen and like freeze areas of your wall.
I think I've seen that when they get the
that
sprayer.
Sounds awesome.
It does sound
but,
really cool.
And nobody does it in Maryland, and it's extremely expensive. But I guess, like I said, the moral of this whole story is that Mr. Topo, despite his very charming and happy demeanor right now, is incredibly depressed and beside himself because, you know, I have to break a lease, and I'm worried, and I'm fucking, I don't know, it sucks, but I'll
send
be okay.
Topo money.
I think that it's funny that, you know, the universe,
I
do hate this. This is something that I genuinely hate. Like, you know, we were all talking over the last 2 weeks about what a happy mole would be like on the show. You know what I mean? Like, what a happy old topic. Because honestly, and, you know, my girlfriend doesn't listen to the show, so, you know. I'm sure she's just...
She doesn't listen to the show?
She does. She does listen to the show.
I heard doesn't. Didn't you hear doesn't?
I heard doesn't.
She does listen to the show. She
does listen to the show?
But you know what? When you take does and attach listen to it, say it real quick. Say
she
does
listen.
Sounds like doesn't.
She does listen.
She does.
Sounds like doesn't.
She does. She, in fact, listens to the show. And I
mean she doesn't listen to the show?
I just... I was at... what I was trying to say is that I was literally at, like, one of the, if not the happiest moment in my entire life. Like, I was just, like, happy all the time, and I was in a good mood. But, like, the universe had to come and fucking bitch slap me in
that's
the
right.
face.
That's right. You don't be happy.
And now I'm back to being, like,
flew too close to the sun, Icarus.
And, you know, if she's listening, she's the only one that's keeping me, like, sane. And, like, because she's been a fucking champion through all this. I would have
no pressure, Cynthia.
I would have probably been out the door.
I got so many. God,
You know, she's stuck by me. She's the one that's been like, no, we'll take care of it. It'll be all right. It'll be all right. But, man, I just feel horrible about the whole goddamn situation. Bed bugs.
You'd be fine.
If I was a drummer, I'd wear my sticks like this.
Bed bugs, bed bugs, bed bugs. So it sucks. So Topo will probably be moving very soon. Like, hopefully by in a matter
of... Maybe actually dig you a hole.
A matter of weeks. So if anybody wants a free TV, I'm going to give that away.
How about a free TJ?
And I need to throw away, like, a lot of stuff. So if you have a truck... I need to, or a dumpster, a portable dumpster.
We should bring the big 6. We should bring the big 52-inch over here and get weird with it.
I'm throwing away.
Smash it.
I'm giving it away. So. I'm throwing away. Like that's a thing too, because they
outdoor TV.
Yeah. But anyway. That's what I hate this week, fellas. That's all that I hate. My life in general, but not my beautiful girlfriend.
Well, we're coming up on almost an hour, and
we can only get through the hate segments nowadays.
Yeah.
We have to do more than this.
No.
What else we got?
We had all these topics from last week we didn't talk about, and now we're going to have all these topics from this week we didn't talk about.
Fine. We'll just keep going.
Next week or this week?
Keep going now or keep going?
Keep going. What? Define keep going.
Next week.
I'm getting
next
tired.
Okay,
yeah,
fine.
So am I.
Bros, Ice, and Bros?
Bros, Ice, and Bros.
Weekend recap. Let's do that real quick.
Recap? That was recap what?
What says that on the thing?
What we just did? Recap what we talked about?
We had a fun
weekend.
Can they just re-listen to the... What?
Not the that weekend.
Oh, I thought you said not recap the show.
No,
can they just listen to the show
that
again?
Time.
You know, I did not hear.
Did you guys hear weekend? You guys are weird.
Whatever.
What happened this weekend?
Well, we did all sorts of fun shit.
What happened this weekend?
We got hammered.
It got drunk.
played a little golf.
Vinny had a cookout.
Vinny had a cookout.
Now, I heard... Now, I'd like to hear this...
Gogster counterparty.
I would like to hear this perspective from you guys. Stop that. It's irritating.
Yes, give those to me.
Mark told me that you talked to a bunch of death metal guys while you were in your golf gear.
Yeah. We were down at... we were at Max's on Broadway.
In Fells Point.
In Fells Point. And we went there for lunch after we went golfing. And we sit down, and we're driving around. Here's the thing. It was Sunday, the day before, you know, Memorial Day, Monday, or whatever. And so none of the places we wanted to eat were open. So we're driving all around town. And the whole time, Mark's going, the fuck, is there a metal thing going? Because all day, it was black t-shirts and jeans walking the streets of Baltimore.
The weekend, over this past weekend, was the one of the biggest, if not the biggest, heavy metal festival on the East Coast. And it's called the Maryland Death Fest. It's an awesome show. Yeah. I wish I could have gone, but I had my problems.
So we get to Max's, and we sit down, and I hear there's a Star Wars marathon going on.
Star Wars,
but it wasn't the good ones. It was episode 2. It just started. And I heard some broad next to me say
where
something
was it
like
being played
on the at TV Max's? At Max's at the bar. Okay. And I heard this girl next to me say, oh, I never seen the Star Wars movies. I can never make them through. So that piqued my interest. Mm-hmm. So I engaged her in conversation. And then
she led to wearing a black t-shirt.
Piercings everywhere. Yeah, the whole shebang.
Was she good looking?
She was pretty cute. Mm-hmm. And then her boy was there, her boy's boy. And so we get in a whole conversation. Like, they're like, oh, yeah, we were over at Death Fest. I'm like, what? And they start talking about, we're talking about Meat Jack. We're talking about all the old Baltimore bands that used to run around. And like talking about the Baltimore music scene, which is really...
Were they locals or were they out of town?
I believe they were locals. They were talking
from
like
all over. Like people come from all over the world to go to Death Valley.
Yeah, it's like is it the second biggest? Is it the biggest?
It could be the biggest. There's a lot of like as far as like in that scene of music, like they get big acts and they get like what's cool is like they get acts like that like are real like classics like a band like Pestilence. They haven't played in forever and they played this show. Huh. Like band like Autopsy, who is like one of the original kind of death metal bands, and then they get newer guys like Converge and like Coffins and stuff like that. It's a great, great show.
Well, it was real funny because we're sitting there. Me and Mark are both in polo shirts, plaid shorts,
right,
looking like douchey fucking yuppies, and we're sitting here having a conversation about Maryland, local Maryland's. Oh, what got it all started was the one dude was wearing this badass looking shirt. It's like a Maryland flag all tattered. I see Utch, and I'm like, is that Clutch shirt? He goes, yeah, dude. I was like, oh, it's badass. He goes, yeah, we're at Death Fest. Like, are they playing Death Fest? He's like, no, but I'm sure you support the scene or whatever. And we're talking about, I say we're talking about like Meat Jack and Compression and 60 Watt, like all these old Maryland bands. And talking about how the Maryland band scene is dead. And I was like, oh, dude, who's playing? He hands me this list of paper with like 130 band names.
Holy shit.
I didn't recognize one of them.
And you probably couldn't read any of them anyway because all the death metal bands have to have the most like
No. This was in Times New Roman, like 12-point font.
It's funny. If you ever see the poster, like you can probably bring it up on their website. If you ever like I don't know what it is, but like death metal and black metal, like their logos have to be like I guess it's metal to not be able to read what your name is because
just the font.
Well, a lot of the bands that I know, like I only know it's them because I recognize the font. Like you can't actually read it.
It's more like a symbol.
It's funny. I never thought about it that way. But yeah, it's funny. Like, that's a staple of the genre. And when you see the poster, you're like, who's playing? Like,
I was reading something. It was like three columns of names across the 3 days.
Yeah, I mean, they have...
And it was like Squirrel Pickle and like World Eater and like...
They have three stages. They
House
set up.
Fart.
And outside stages too. It's kind of cool.
They said they shut down all Saratoga.
Yeah, they shut down Saratoga. Actually, I drove. If you drive over 83, you could probably park and watch the show because like it's right. The stage is like right there. Like
that's outside.
Yeah. Well, part of it is because they set up like food vendors and stuff. It's at Sonar. If anyone's listening.
It was a really strange experience because as we were walking out, Mark looks at me. I bet they didn't expect to have the conversation with the two of us dressed like
that's
this.
Funny.
Yeah, that'd be odd enough.
But then after that, you had a knitting party, from what I understand.
I did.
How'd that go?
Well,
you sliced fruit.
We did. We sliced fruit with swords. We played extreme bocce ball.
You? Wait, what? Who sliced swords with fruit?
No one slices swords with fruit, but we sliced fruit with swords.
Not with that attitude.
Right.
Not with any attitude.
Vinny did? I thought it was just you.
No, a lot of people have.
The following day, we did.
Yeah, there was more fruit slicing. We played extreme bocce ball, like, across the street, and we got children. We got to throw the balls over children.
Sounds safe.
The grass was too deep to use the normal bocce ball marker, so we had to use an orange.
Okay.
So, it was just, wacky fun times that I came over here.
and everyone got drunk real quick.
I was blasted by
everything.
The time
got,
you got
everything
here.
Got intense for about 20 minutes.
Yeah, and you, I basically fell asleep on the kitchen table.
You like came in. Everybody was kind of like, I mean, it was
winding down.
Yeah. Like Vinny's party started at 3 o'clock, and Gog showed up around 10?
Nine.
So everybody pretty much been drinking all day. So
6 hours.
It's 5 years ago though. We would have been strong. Yeah.
Well, I mean, we're all almost 30.
Yeah, God damn it.
I was still going strong.
You were still going. You somehow are just, you are immune to the old age thing.
No, that's not true, because he was going strong for like 20 minutes.
Well, and then everyone else died off.
That, like, shots.
You know what was it was just as much, it was more our fault than his fault, though, because he
tried.
He lit the fire.
I gave the transfusion.
He lit the fire, and the fire just fucking died.
Yeah.
Because you came in, like, playing the shot song.
Yeah, and Kesha,
no,
there was dancing.
You did everything right.
Yeah, that's really true. That's true.
I came in, I blared music, I danced, and we did shots, and I screamed at people.
And then, I mean, everybody just...
I brought a cooler of beer on my shoulder. A cooler of beer! Past blue ribbons and fucking natty bows.
And I immediately, like, fell asleep.
And now I'm about to fall asleep now.
There
so we'll
go.
Just leave it at that.
End of show.
You know what, though? We should mention that guy that we're a big fan of, can't talk today. Dennis Hopper passed away, as Christopher Walken talked about. It's a real shame. Great actor.
Sadgasm.
Fucking,
See, that, I would have followed him on Twitter, actually. I bet he would have wacky shit to say.
There's probably people we should follow on Twitter.
Dennis Hopper in Blue Velvet, one of the best performances.
Dennis Hopper in everything. He's the best part of Waterworld.
Who do we like? Who do we like?
He's the best part of the Mario Brothers movie.
Forgot about that. I'm trying to think who I would like
Quentin
now.
Quentin Tarantino?
If Walken has a Twitter, I would
bet
love to see that.
He probably does.
I
bet you Tarantino doesn't have a Twitter because he hates the computer.
Yeah.
He still handwrites all his scripts.
There you go. That's awesome. Fucking stupid.
He doesn't like the computer.
The imputer?
You gotta do that.
Yes, it was like sitting on my butt. You don't have to look at it.
I have to. Vinny's readjusting himself in front of me.
Yeah.
Mm. He's looking mean while he's doing it.
Nice.
All right, on that note.
Grow a beard.
I can't.
Oh, quick heads up. I found and downloaded the Kendra sex video.
How is it?
Legally. And it's awful.
Oh, you know what? Damn
it's
it.
It's really bad.
I wish I thought about this. But on the hate segment, but I have a quick hate that I
immediately
need.
Deleted it.
I have a quick hate that I need to
she
express.
Underage?
No, she's legal. It's illegal. It's just
why
it's
did
just,
you delete it?
Because it's really, really bad.
Most of those are.
It's boring, and
doesn't she bang on like a fucking like leopard print?
She bangs a dude who's in worse shape than me.
Well, you're not that much.
Well, but still, I mean, just mentally picture that.
I don't want to see you have...
I wish it was post her
boot
job. I
like lesbian porn, personally.
I think she's better. She got her body better in shape after the boot job.
Yeah, but I mean, she's just
anyway.
Not natural.
Anyhow, I got to give the internet a big fucking I hate you, because we talked about this last week. The Batman porn parody movie came out.
Oh, yeah.
Still not available to download on the Hush
no,
Hush.
No, you need to buy... And also, you need to buy a subscription.
To Vivid.
To Vivid, yeah.
Because, yeah, I went on... This is so funny. This is the fucking internet. I went on, like, fully expecting to pay. Like, I want to pay. Like, if there was... All I wanted to do was find a place that did direct downloads.
Buy that movie.
And buy the movie. I would have spent $30.
Yeah.
I mean, I was ready to buy. There was no place on the internet that I could do that.
You should seriously write them an email.
Besides Vivid's... Like Vinny just said... Vivid's website, you can stream like all their movies, but it's like a monthly fee. It's like a $40 charge. I just want that movie.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous. And talking about the torrents that nobody here downloads,
ever.
They're not available. They're not available there either. What fuck? This is a big deal in the internet geek world. You think that would be up there on like BT Junkie right
you would
away?
Think some geek that probably already
but
has
search right now. It's probably right. Still not there.
Fine.
If it is, you download.
Kendra Sex was very disappointing.
But you know, I just think it's. I was able to find a few scenes in some blog. I think it's just called Batman XXX or Batman a porn parody or something. But. I don't know. It's just... It's like, I can't believe that it's not available. It's like the internet. And again, the internet failed because I was ready to buy it. And I still couldn't buy it. Like, that. There you go.
That's not the internet. That's Vivid's fault.
That's true.
I was trying to make a book.
But you think that there would be some subsidiary company that would be like... That would pick it up to, you know...
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know, man.
It is what it is. But,
Are we done here?
Yeah, we're done. We're done.
Done. Game over.
All right, guys. Have a good one. We'll see you next week. This is the Molehole Radio saying, hey, woo!
Bye.
Huh?
Estudiantes y los clientes manejados.